Hey there, this is Sid Flores from Channel 9 here at MVP Summit 2015 with Jessica and Jimmy.
Hi.
You are both MVPs from Sweden, right?
We are.
What kind of MVPs are you? Tell me your flavors.
We are Windows Platform Development MVPs, or Windows Development.
Yeah.
The other thing that's fun is you two are married.
We are.
That's fun. Like at night, me and my wife like watch a TV show. Do you totally like geek out together at night, and you're always on doing computer stuff?
Yeah, that's basically. And we don't have any children, so that's basically our life.
I see.
Platform development. We're crazy. Yeah.
Although even though every time we make an application, they feel like our children, right? And sometimes they misbehave, and we get embarrassed because of them, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about, what's your favorite thing about developing for the Windows platform? We'll start with you, and then we'll go with you.
I think that their diversity, it's so versatile. You can develop for small IoT stuff up to the Surface Hub and everything in between, and I really like that.
What about you?
Actually, I would say the same thing.
You better.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest with each other.
I mean, the sofa is not that comfy.
That's right. So do you guys ever like get into like code discussions at home? I mean, this has got to be the funnest thing.
It is. Actually, it's kind of awesome because we're both speakers. So we tend to, some sessions we actually do together because we're always helping out each other and stuff. But most discussions, I think, are either which is better, Visual Studio or Expression Blend.
That
there's our fight.
Yeah.
I see. Do you guys like? Do you sleep on the couch because you pick Expression Blend?
No, the other way.
He sleeps
on the couch because I pick Expression Blend. So.
Word to the wise, use Expression Blend. So, what do you like about Expression? And then we'll talk about maybe what you like about using Visual Studio.
I don't know. It's awesome.
So
and
really
it's so much easier to do all the animation stuff and,
all
stuff like that is
so
much easier.
I haven't tried it as much as maybe I would have liked to.
So you're sleeping on the
couch. Yeah, I'm sleeping on the couch. So the question to you is, how does one get started with Expression Blend? Because it's not in Visual Studio, right? You have to right-click and open somehow an Expression Blend, is that right?
Yeah, but nowadays it's basically, I don't know, what, 80% or something is the same.
I see.
Because they rewrote Expression Blend from the ground up, and now it's using basically the same stuff as Visual Studio is doing.
So they're
except the what is it called? I'm totally blank.
Animations.
Yeah, but the other stuff that I really, really love in Expression Blend, then I totally forgot what it's called.
It's so important. I think what we decided at Microsoft is we started to merge Blend.
Yeah.
Expression Blend and Visual Studio so that your marriage would stay intact.
I think that's why.
So why do you prefer Visual Studio?
Jessica's more like the UX expert in the family, and I'm more like the developer.
Literally.
So I like Visual Studio because it's more code focused. Of course, you can write code in Blend, but it's not 100%.
But it's so
I don't want to start anything. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So I don't want to start anything. I mean, we'll probably continue this trend again just for the sake of you not being in the couch. So let me ask you a question about MVPs. What is it that MVPs do that make you MVPs? We'll start with you and then we'll come back to you.
We do a lot of, in our case, we do a lot of hackathons and code evenings. We run a user group called Coding After Work. And let me take from the top. I work as an ASP.NET developer, and much of what we do is like we work 9 to 5, and everybody goes home. But when if you work with consulting, they have like research and development evenings and stuff, and I miss that.
Yeah.
So we started talking, perhaps we could do this research and development user group thingy. So basically what we do is that we invite people, they come to a venue and we code. So we don't have any project that everybody works on. You can bring your own project and we will help you if you need help. And since we are Windows Development MVPs, we know about the Windows, Windows 8, Windows 10 development, Windows Phone and stuff like that. So that's what we really enjoy. But since I work as a ASP.NET developer, I can also give that kind of help if needed.
That's awesome. So MVPs are more of facilitators of organizing the community.
Perhaps. Yeah, yeah.
What about you? What do you think MVPs do, and how do you help the community?
Well, we do. I do help the stuff he does.
Yeah, pretty much.
And well, I think we're basically evangelists for Microsoft, okay. in a way, like extended technical evangelists.
I see. So if anyone has a question, like for example, someone in the community is like, "Hey, I'm really wondering about Windows Platform Builder," they can ask you, and you'll totally answer.
Yeah, sure.
So where can people go to find out more about you guys and your group that you do in Sweden?
CodingAfterWork.se is the domain.
Yeah. And what about you? You're on Twitter, people can ask you questions?
Yeah. and I have a very funny name. It makes sense in Swedish.
Okay.
It's Grytlappen.
Yeah, so I can spell that. There's a letter 7 in there, right? Oh, is 7 a letter? No, I'm just joking. How do you spell that?
Grytlappen.
All right, we'll put it below so you guys can get it. And your Twitter handle?
Mine is Apeaholic, so like alcoholic, but I like apes instead.
Oh,
so
Apeaholic. Yeah. That's fantastic.
And that's your blog as well.
Yeah,
my Apeaholic blog is easier. That's Cataholic.
Yeah,
I'm a crazy cat lady.
So you guys been married for a while? You guys are fantastic.
Yeah, we actually met while I was beta testing his app.
Oh,
and he commented on my
and she's been helping you ever since. That's awesome.
Oh, that's true, but he hates it.
Oh, he doesn't like the... Nobody likes testers.
I know.
I remember the first tester was so thorough where my first job that every time like, well, I made this, do that, and we'd always be like, no one's ever going to do that, and then we'd fix it secretly without telling him. So it's good to have correction. I know that I get lots of it. So thanks so much for spending some time with us. Hopefully you're enjoying MVP Summit.
We are.
Any cool things that you've learned about that you can talk about?
Not that we can talk about.
Love it. Just checking. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Again, we're here at MVP Summit 2015. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.